It's time for Nothing But Sex. Hosted by Maxim sex columnist Vanessa Delaggi. Fierce, unapologetic, politically incorrect, the topics will whet more than just your appetite. Let's journey through taboo sexual terrain with a delicious earful of Nothing But Sex. Here's Vanessa.
Hey, I'm back. Today, I want to talk about slut shaming. And for those who are unfamiliar with the term, slut shaming is when you shame a person for their sex life and promiscuity or their perceived promiscuity. And it not only happens to women, although when we think of slut shaming, we often think of women and girls being shamed, which is often the case. But, you know, heterosexual men can be slut shamed, gay men are often slut shamed, transgender people can be slut shamed. So it's not really gender specific. Now, as far as I know, or as far as I can remember, the word slut shaming didn't exist in the late 90s, or if it did, I had never heard of it. So I assume that it came about when Slut Walk launched in Canada. And Slut Walk was basically a reaction to a copper saying that, you know, if women don't want to be raped on campus, well, they shouldn't dress like sluts. I mean, what does a slut dress like? Obviously, he's talking about the stereotypical tight clothes, lots of makeup, cleavage, etc. So every year, all these women march as a stereotypical slut, taking back the word slut. Because when you take back a word that someone has shamed you with, well, then you disempower them and you empower yourself. And I did that with a HuffPost article that I wrote. I wrote an article, I think, don't quote me on this, but I think the title is I'm an Authentic Whore. And obviously, I'm not a whore in the transactional sense, you know, sucking cock in the back of a car and you throw me a 50. Not that kind of whore. I mean in the archetype, as in, you know, I'm a proud sexual woman. So I wrote an article and that was the same thing, because so many men and women have, you know, said, oh, you're just a whore. Well, I reclaim the word and then it disempowers them. And it empowers me, which is a wonderful thing. So I was pretty much being slut shamed, that means, before the word even existed. And I remember when I was about 14 and I was going out with this guy who was 13, so I was a cradle snatcher, and he invited me over to his house to do something bland, you know, watch TV or something. I mean, we would have pashed in front of the TV. That's as exciting as it got back then. And anyway, we got to his house and there was a bit of drama when we knocked on the door and we were about to go in, and he goes, I've just got to go talk to my mum. I'll be back in a minute. And I was left out the front of the house. And anyway, so he went inside and he was gone for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes. And when he came outside, he said, oh, Ness, I'm so sorry. He goes, we're going to have to go somewhere else, because he goes, mum doesn't want you coming in the house. And I just sort of thought, oh, that's weird. You know, why? What have I done? And he said, well, mum thinks that you're a sex doll. Now, I had never heard the term sex doll before, and this woman didn't know me from Adam. So I was sort of, luckily, I don't think I had the maturity to process what that meant and how insulting that was. So I kind of got over it, but I remember it well now, looking back in hindsight. So because I look back and I was wearing short shorts and I was wearing lipstick and I was starting to reveal flesh because I was starting to enjoy my curves, you know, the wealth of being 14. And she's obviously seen me speaking to boys up the shop or, you know, around the area where I lived in Western Australia, and thought, oh, she's putting out. I was still a virgin. I wasn't putting out to anyone. But her assumption, you know, she assumed that I was spreading my legs for all these guys. And so I wasn't allowed in her house because of that, you know, like a blend. Flemish, you know, stay outside, slut. So, yeah, that I think is the first time that I was actually really, really shamed. I mean, I had guys calling out to me from building sites and that when I was younger than 14, but I'm talking about actually being shamed for your sexuality. And the interesting thing is, you know, we talk about catcalling and men shaming women. In my experience, it might not be everyone and every other woman's experience, but I find that women slut shame more than men. They are very, especially prudish women, they love to have a swing, to have a go. And that has been very hard. And also family members, friends can slut shame. I've lost a lot of friends. I've lost a lot of family members since I started writing my columns because they do not agree with how I live my life. They sort of think that I'm cheapening myself, whereas I'm not. I'm bringing light to subjects that aren't spoken about. And it's very powerful to say, you know, I love to suck cock, or, you know, I had a traumatic anal experience, because you're owning it. And when you sort of back away from your sexuality and you act ashamed and you sort of make it all flowery and you make it less than it is, you water yourself down, well, then that's not true. And also it's a double standard, because men can talk and be and act, you know, just as they are. Whereas women, we've got to pretend to be something else. You know, all these airs and graces, we've got to protect our reputation. We can't tell people how many men we've really slept with, or that we masturbate every night in the bath, or we love to fuck ourselves with dildos, or, you know, we had a gangbang with 30 guys. We can't say these things because we will be looked down upon. It will give us a blemish in the eyes of society. And yeah, I want women to be equal to men. So I will shut the fuck up when there is equality and the double standard no longer exists. So that's pretty much all I've got to say today about slut shaming. I've actually got to go and write an article now, not an article, a copywriting piece. I'm doing copywriting at the moment to pay my bills and content writing. And I've sort of pulled back on the column writing for a while so I can put money into my projects like my podcast, my YouTube channel. Obviously, my podcast is on my YouTube channel, available there, but I'm also going to start making YouTube videos. So I've bought all the equipment for that. So that should hopefully be launching in December, maybe January. And yeah, I've got other creative projects in the pipeline. All right. So I will leave it there. I hope you have a lovely week, and I will see you next episode. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
If you liked what you heard here, hit subscribe in your podcast app to get every episode, and share it with whoever you dare. You can see more about Vanessa at vanessadelargy.net. Thanks for listening to Nothing But Sex. Please come again.